Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Check out the Podcast Center on the brand new ESPN Louisville smartphone app or on iTunes and SoundCloud.
You're listening to Kentuckiana's ESPN 680, WHBE Newburgh and 105.7 WHBE FM Eminence Frankfort.
Number two of the V Show on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Thanks for being with us with Phil Baker and Nick Valvano. I'm Nick Curran, sitting in for Bobby V, who is potentially on a train somewhere right now.
Is that right, Nick? Is he on a train?
I believe he is on a train, and he was going to attempt to connect, but he's in a not in a sleeper car. Uh-huh. He is literally just among the commoners.
No, it'd be like trying to connect from an airplane, perhaps.
Yeah, and he was like, first off, I'm not sure the connection will work, and second off, I think the fine folks at Amtrak and the other passengers might not enjoy him giving sports takes about Ben Styre.
So he's...
Who knows? Maybe they would.
They might be
wasted
interested.
Opportunity.
But it is very interesting. So he is taking the train from... Is it from North Carolina up to...
Jimmy V?
Yep.
New York?
For the Jimmy V. Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Well, go ahead and save this for the mixtape. But there's one thing Bobby V loves. It is, in fact, trains. There you go, Nick.
There it is.
109.47, Jackie boy.
267-9680 is the phone number. 437-9680. UPS jobs text. We were talking about this during the break, and then we'll get back to this stuff, just of how to do some of these coaching searches and everything. We talked about the U and them finding their guy in Mario Cristobal. Listen how they potentially got there. So this is per Stuart Mandel. Miami is preparing to throw, which they did, $8 million a year to Cristobal, $9 million to buy him out.
$17 million.
And then Oregon to buy, I'm sorry, at Oregon, and then $7 to $8 million to buy out Diaz. Where's
That's
the money?
$24 to $25 million just to make the hire.
Where's the money coming from? Until recently, Miami's administration had been unwilling to allocate funds to the athletic department and insisted leaving it to cover other expenses of its own. But the success of Miami's University of Healthcare System, which made more than $400 million in profits the last year, and promises from some big time boosters and donors to back upgrades at Miami, changed the school stance. So some new money. And the University of Miami healthcare system is what
they're
is
pulling money out of the healthcare system at the University of Miami to give it to football coaches.
Who was it? Right. Like their mattress Mac that paid their entire football team?
It's Nevin
Shapiro.
No,
that was the illegal guy.
I was going to say, hey, now NIL, he should be thriving right now. But no, it was the gym down there, which ended up not being as much as you thought. But they apparently got some new, young billionaire that's trying to help. That's per the Lebatard Show, which I know no one cares about.
The Khans? Tony Khan? AEW?
He's closer to Jacksonville, but, he's got some. But that's something that to monitor the new money. And then maybe they'll give him a headset like Phil Knight up in Oregon. So when you pay that much money, you can get a headset to call, a halfback draw play or something against,
hear,
Georgia Southern or something.
You get to hear what's going on in the midst of the game and see how your money's being spent.
We have so many texts.
They're coming fast. A lot of them just crushing, which is fine. Quickly, before we get back to those, a couple of other notes, in case you missed it, breaking news earlier, Medina Spirit, the Kentucky Derby winner still for now, has passed away after a workout in Santa Anita. Latest tweet, Alicia Hughes was reporting, no reason given. Early speculation was a heart attack I saw on Twitter, but perhaps that will not end up being exactly true. If anything else happens there, can let you know.
But it's seeming like a medical reason, right? It's not a horse breaking down. Because that was the story of Santa Anita.
I don't think it was like a broken like leg and they had to put Medina Spirit down or anything like that. It does seem like it's some sort of medical reason with a collapse. But more to be, I guess, figured out there. You've got U of L volleyball in the Sweet 16, 1 o'clock Thursday at Freedom Hall. Speaking of that, the Jeff Wall Show tomorrow night from Parlor Pizza, downtown Louisville, 7 to 8 over on 93.9 The Ville. Hope you can join us. Starting about 6:30 or so for trivia down at Parlor Pizza. First half hour will be very much devoted to women's basketball. Kentucky coming up on Sunday for the Cards at the KFC Yum Center. Big time game. Couple of really good teams. Looking forward to that one. A lot of marquee players in the country involved in that game. Ryan Howard of Kentucky. You've got several on Louisville side, as we've talked about. But that'll be a 1 o'clock, the Jimmy V Classic at the KFC Yum Center. But we'll preview that in the second half hour. Danny Busboom Kelly will be there, the head volleyball coach, to talk about the Cards' run this year and the Sweet 16 matchup against Florida coming up Thursday at 1 o'clock at Freedom Hall. So that'll be great. Hopefully you can join us there in person or over the air right here over on 93.9 The Ville. 7 to 8, the Jeff Walls Show with special cameo from Danny Busboom Kelly tomorrow night.
437-9680 UPS Jobs text on. There's a couple people that are agreeing with you with the whole stance of the supporting of the athletes and whatnot. And is Tyree leaving really that big of a deal? So that's something I think he walked into a mess after, you know, James Ramsey and Tom Jurich.
Whoever you blame for there being a mess, there was a mess.
There was a mess, exactly. If you think Tom Jurich should still be here, newsflash, he's not coming back. But if you think he should still be here, that's a discussion for another day. But and to your point, that's something that I think people tend to go back to. It's like, granted, a pandemic in there. You had a coach of the year with the Music City Bowl. But, you know, Chris Mack hadn't won a tournament game. That's something that's out there. So people are pointing to that and using that as ammunition. I'm of the belief that he was the coach here no matter what. I know that's something that, you know, the Kenny Payne loyalists out there, which my stance has changed a little bit out there. Maybe they should have looked a little bit wider range, but it seemed like it was a shoe-in fit for Chris Mack to be here with his connections to the city and the area. But you know that discussion. We're not here to have that discussion today. But I think regardless, and I've seen this on Twitter a ton, I mean, people are going to latch on to Louisville fans are going to be like sell themselves on the next athletic. If it is, in fact, Josh Hurd, he's a Jurich guy. He's a Jurich guy, so that's going to appease that. And then also he's had experience of going to Villanova, so he left the nest for a little bit to do that. So regardless of who it is, even after a national search, people are going to talk themselves into being happy about that. Where it gets murky is when if he's not able or whoever they may be are not able to make their own decisions, which that is a narrative that is being created, right, wrong, or indifferent, of moving forward. And if you are just essentially a little puppet, not saying that he is, but the narrative that is going out there is that whoever, if you don't play the game of the board, or I don't think it's Neely Bindaputi, but I could be completely wrong on that, there's friction going to be there. And how is that going to change from Vince to whoever that may be? That is the conundrum walking forward of what Louisville Athletics does from here with two of their bigger programs, most notably football.
No, I think that's a great point. And we'll see. Maybe there was interference in terms of Vince Tyree, and maybe it was not from Neely Bindaputi. Perhaps it was from someone else when it came to the Scott Satterfield situation. Who knows? But, yeah, that's something whoever is the AD is going to want to make sure. And that's, by all accounts, the reason why Vince is looking elsewhere is because he feels like there were instances where he couldn't have the freedom to make certain decisions maybe he wanted to make, or maybe a guy was suspended he wouldn't have suspended. Maybe there are impending announcements from the NCAA and the IARP that may not go a certain way, and as Eric Crawford tweeted, could lead to Chris Mack being fired, and that might be beyond Vince Tyree's scope, and he doesn't feel like it should be. And yes, I think there are a lot of people in that role who would kind of be like, hey, this is my job to make these decisions, but maybe they're coming from a little bit higher. Don't know. Hard to tell. We just don't know a lot. A lot of people are talking about that they do know, but I don't know that anyone really knows for sure, aside from maybe members of the board. Maybe
that Jim Moore clip.
Maybe
you think you know,
yeah,
but you don't know, and you never will.
Maybe Neely Bendapudi. Maybe Vince Tyre. Those are the people that probably know. It's just
hopefully we'll know tomorrow about 10:01
for Drew's sake. Yes, 10:01.
We'll know if when Vince is leaving, but we may not really know the full circumstances to it. We'll see.
Do you think anything breaks tonight with the Board of Trustees meeting?
You know, it's funny you say that, because that was going to be my next point.
Yes,
up until I think so too, because up until yesterday, it felt like to me, with the very things you two have talked about with the pay, it felt like Vince maybe was angling for an extension of some sort of just, and his pay hasn't been reinstated. He's taken all these bullets and everything, and maybe having the discussions with Florida State could potentially help catapult that to get that. But then once the Pat Forty stuff, the Pete Thamel, the Andre Adelson things began circulating, Eric Crawford and Rick Bozich talking to their sources, it shifted a little bit to where it was like, because I think Florida State, it'll probably come from Florida State side if anything happens,
yeah,
that they'll probably leak it. But there's some angst down there, too, of like some of the big-time donors down there aren't sold on this hire. So that's another storyline to potentially. And what does Vince walk back to here if he is turned down for the job? But it seems like it's past the point of no return. So that's another.
But I do
as
think
the first time IED, like I understand the hesitancy is at a program like Florida State, but he has done a ton of good things with name, image, and likeness, navigating COVID, the budgeting and the fiscal component of this. I know Louisville fans don't want to hear that because a lot of them are upset at Vince right now, but he's done things where if you're 30,000 miles away from it, it looks good on paper for a candidate that you could potentially be replacing.
And I do think something else to keep in mind and to remember is that, as Eric Crawford, again, going back to that, but others have sort of alluded to, it sounds like, according to their sources, Vince was maybe ready to walk away, even if it wasn't to go to another AD job anyway. So even if it is past the point of no return here, may not be that big of a deal to him. You know what I mean? Even if there's no U of L AD job to come back to, that may not be seen by him as like a massive deal, because it sounds like there was at least enough people around him who felt like he was ready to walk away for that to be in a story from Eric Crawford and Rick Bozich last night.
Well,
so maybe that's something he's willing to deal with and go all in on this Florida State job.
Well, and you and I don't claim to have the most sources, but people in the know with ties to him made it seem like, without saying any names, maybe by June Vince was going to potentially be looking elsewhere for a new role. Whether I didn't think it would be in the athletic field,
same,
or athletic department field, maybe back to business. So that's something that I think we don't know anyone, but the folks that are closer to him that have conveyed those similar things to us, maybe that's something that I think people are probably monitoring on that front. Do we have a call? Or no, we don't.
We don't.
Just calling in on that. So we can get to some more text. 437-9680, UPS Jobs Text Line. We can play this. It's about 5 minutes, but it's a good deep dive of just the timeline if you want to do that with Rick.
Yeah, Bozich, I think we can play it.
For the text line today, there's a whole lot of vitriol. A lot of.
There is. Yeah.
It's venomous, baby.
Bring it
on, baby. Strebel and Sweeney coming up at three.
Straight venom for the past week plus. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Jack Grossman just wants to talk about the net ranking.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about Louisville NC State on Saturday.
Great pass from Trey Davis to Matt Cross.
Great feed. What a shot. What a win. Up 14 at the half. NC State claws back. You're getting the feeling there's no chance Louisville wins that game. And then They just toughed it out on the road. It's tough to win on the road in college basketball.
That's for you, Locke.
Yes.
Also, the First Responders Bowl. I mean, did you see the stat that came? I think Ethan Moore put that out. They scored 48 points and didn't throw the ball once for Air Force.
They don't throw the ball a lot. Very, very committed to the run they are at the Air Force Academy. So Louisville will have to stop the run. Louisville's been pretty good at stopping the run this year. They've been pretty decent with it. They've like Syracuse really stuffed the run against the Orange. It'll be interesting to see Kentucky taking on Iowa. And
Mark Stoops alumni, the alumni matchup for that. So somebody put it out there. It's like meat with no sides. Just you're gonna have a steak with no sides there. That is going to be the fastest game ever, probably, and they're just going to keep running the ball all over the place.
WKU going to play in the Boca Bowl on December 18th, 11 a.m. Eastern time kick, the week before Christmas against Appalachian State. Looking forward to that one, too.
All right.
Do we want to go?
Do we want to get? You want to play this clip real quick?
Yeah, let's play this clip.
Okay, I gotta. I gotta pull up the clip. I accidentally closed it.
No worries.
I have a Macho Man clip. Someone sent me the backdoor text line, and backdoor email line, and then caller Ryan. If you want to get caller Ryan on, I'll pull up Bozich. That'll give me enough time to probably pull up Bozich.
Perfect. Let's go to Ryan up next here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. What's up, Ryan?
I want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and your families and a Happy New Year.
You as well.
We finally got, I know Michigan's a name brand team, but as far as I know, they've never been in a Final Four of the football, and Cincinnati finally made it. We finally got somebody out, you know, wasn't in a prior conference. And I don't know who's going to win it, but it's at least be a few different teams. But on the Louisville situation, I tell you who I would have hired, and y'all may disagree with me. When they let Coach Patino go, I would have hired Coach Davenport because he has coached under Coach Crum. He's coached under Coach Patino. He won a high school championship. He won a Division II championship. He was in three Final Fours, and a man knows how to coach. And as far as I know, he's never had any problems. As far as I know, he's never had any problems. So that would have been my hire, and I'm sure a lot of people disagree with me on it. But if they ever hire another coach, basketball coach, they need to look at that man. I mean, that man is a Christian guy, and Nick, both of you guys know him. I have met the man, and the man runs a clean ship. And with all the problems they've had down there, and Tucky's had problems too. I'm not trying to just come down on Louisville, but that is the guy that I would hire. But I think Louisville's got a really good basketball team this year. The only thing I know they're trying to play up tempo. But it takes time, you know, if you're not used to doing that, like the players or coaches or whatever. The only thing I think you ought to scrap, in my opinion, I think you ought to scrap that, what's that, pack line or whatever they call. I think they ought to do away with that. They can play like 10 or 12 players. And if somebody ain't playing, he can put somebody else in. But thanks for taking my call,
Ryan.
Guys,
appreciate
thanks,
the
Ryan,
call,
appreciate
man.
It.
He hit all the notes right there. Scotty D's
Love
got a good
Scotty
situation
D.
over at Bellarmine.
He does.
So don't try to
one.
Sabotage him over there for this. But I'm sure
could have been. He'll be coaching in the KFC Yum Center this week, so that's exciting.
Awesome.
As the home coach.
Okay, that was a lot to take in there. But I'm seeing a lot of people are going at Matt Bevin for this board that was appointed on there. Governor Beshear appointed new members of the U of L Board of Trustees too. So that was back in 2020. There were some folks on there. We should not know the Board of Trustees name. I'm just not going to go down this wormhole. But that's
so
something.
Blame the libs. Is that what I'm hearing Phil say? Well, right wing Phil.
Yes, without a doubt. Right wing Phil. Go ahead and save that, Jackie Grossman, right there. 267-9680 is the phone
goodness
number. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line.
Hey, let's go to Crawford and Bozich, shouldn't
we? Yeah, let's do that. Get out of this mess.
Here we go. Here's
between U of L athletic director Vince Tyree and Florida State could reach some
That's
kind of resolution as early
TV.
As today. Now,
very
sources
handsome.
Say
great
Tyree
job.
Is Absolutely. A leading contender for the Florida State AD job. The Louisville Board of Trustees is scheduled to meet later today about personnel matters. It is unclear exactly what will be discussed. Now, there are reports of friction between Tyree Ty Ray and University President Neely Bendapudi. Ty Ray has not responded to our request for comments.
WDRB's Rick Bozich is here with information about all the speculation. So you have sources. Let's hear what you're hearing.
Oh, Eric and I have been on the phone all night last night. Yeah. It really started changing on Friday. Eric had a long conversation with Vince where he announced that Scott Satterfield would be back for another year. And then like an hour and a half later, it came out that Vince was the leading contender at Florida State, which was strange. Mm-hmm. But I think that it's been a long 21 months because of COVID and all the challenges he's faced. He's taken a pay cut and dealt with a bunch of things. And as you administer an athletic program, there's differences of opinion sometimes. And I think that Florida State has presented another option for him if he indeed wants to take that.
So we say that he hasn't necessarily gotten along, or there may have been some friction with U of L President Neely Bendapudi. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, Eric and I have heard from several people that when the decision was made to discipline Chris Mack with a 6-game suspension, there was some push to make the penalty even stricter, and Vince was against that, and that led to some of the friction.
Now, U of L does have a lot of uncertainty as far as the NCAA and what the future will hold, especially for the basketball program. Do you think that in any way is going to factor into his decision?
You know, I've had people say that to me, that if he was going to leave, it'd be better to go now before there's another probation possibly added to the program, and that would be attached to him, although he wasn't here when some of those things went down. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just a general frustration with being able to do his job the way he wants to be able to do it. And so Florida State is a more of a football school. They're looking for a guy to come in there and elevate their football program. So that's a job with really as many challenges as Louisville has.
Rick, how does this even come about? Do you just send in an application and say, hey, I'm the AD at the University of Louisville? Do they have a search committee and they approach Vince Tyree?
Well, there are search firms, but I think Vince Tyree is respected in the athletic director community. He's respected by ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips. And we're seeing now at the very same time, Clemson's athletic director is probably going to Miami of Florida. So I think schools within the league, it's such a competitive business that if you see somebody who you think is a really good administrator, you go get them and bring them to your program.
It sort of surprised me, too, because Florida State's athletic director announced his retirement but said, I will stay on until May
or
until you get somebody. So it wasn't like they were in dire need all of a sudden, and then just on Friday all this started buzzing.
Exactly.
What do you think prompted all this buzz all of a sudden?
I don't know what prompted Florida State really to move with that much urgency. You're exactly right. I mean, the guy they had really was only supposed to be an interim athletic director in the first place. So he stayed longer, and maybe he behind the scenes told him, I'm willing to stay, but if you can get somebody, I'm willing to step out. And maybe Vince said, I'm ready to make a move now, which part of me is really surprised by that, because as we talked about, Vince is a Louisville guy.
Yeah.
He grew up here, although he went to UK, and some U of L fans aren't real thrilled about that. His dad is one of the greatest players of all time, U of L basketball. His wife is from here. His kids live here. He's a Louisville guy, and for him to go to Florida State, where he really has no strong connections, is a little bit of a head-scratcher to me.
What do you think will happen today in this U of L meeting? I mean, clearly something is going on, because they've called this meeting to discuss personnel issues. What do you think this is about?
Well, I mean, what Eric and I think is that if Vince goes, then it would be to announce who's going to be the interim athletic director if Vince leaves. Other people who don't think that it's a done deal have suggested it would be a contract extension for Vince Tyree, and that he's using this entire Florida State thing for leverage because he hasn't been happy with some things that have happened. You know, he took a pay cut voluntarily. Mm-hmm. His salary is less than he made in a number of years in private business. So I've talked to one person who said, actually, it could be a contract extension, but Eric and I believe it's not. It's more likely he's going to go to Florida State.
And the meeting's happening at 5 this afternoon.
5 o'clock out on campus. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
We'll be back.
You're going to have the computer warmed up, ready to write an article, aren't you?
It's in the car.
It is.
I knew it.
There you go. Rick Bozich, Sterling Riggs, Candace Cliff, WDRB. In the morning.
Back to everyone sitting in the Board of Trustees. Remember Timmy Sullivan just out there in his trench coat and his notepad, just waiting.
That's what we're going to have.
Just waiting.
That's what we're going to have today at 5 o'clock. Can't wait.
I always picture them
back.
All wearing like little fedoras with press sticking out
of it. Absolutely.
And they have the big flashbulb cameras.
Well, they just got out of the Board of Trustees meeting.
Didn't they have to send the little telegram?
Yeah, I do think it's interesting for all the talk about Jeff Brohm and, you know, people want someone that will be here for a long time that wants to be here and get all that. This is another example. We've talked about, I talked about it yesterday. I just don't know that there's any, person or place that is, sacred or safe from moving somewhere else if the money's right or whatever the case may be. In this case, it may not be a money thing, as Nick sort of pointed out earlier, but Vince is a Louisville guy through and through. If there was anybody you would have thought wouldn't be looking to move on somewhere else.
But a narrative that's been created, like it or not, that he's... Rick Bosa just said it as much. If the strain of being handcuffed and not being able to do his job is concerning.
Whatever,
and I think
that means precisely,
right,
which we don't know.
And I think that's something. Look, I mean, you've seen Vince and Neely at places. I mean, the Lamar ceremony most recently, they seemed like on good terms. But who knows what goes on behind the scenes? And I think that's goes back to the word of transparency of everyone being on the same page. Why is this Louisville guy through and through, minus the stint at Kentucky baseball? Sorry, get your bingo card out for all those that are texting in Big Blue Vince. The guy loves Louisville. His family's from here. His kid goes to UofL. That's the conundrum that I keep going back to with how did this lead up to these series of events? And maybe it's just a new challenge. We say this all the time, but I don't know what it is, but that's, I think, the concerning thing moving forward with whatever the future is with Scott Satterfield. He didn't know know who their boss is. If this comes to what everyone thinks it's going to happen, no one's going to know who his boss is. And then if you do get an interim AD, is that my boss or is the president the boss or the board of trustees the boss? And that's where the lack of clarity is what folks are getting very nervous about from the fan standpoint. And I don't know the answer to that. That's where I think maybe you'll get some more questions, but I don't think you will after 5 o'clock today. You probably, are they going to hold a press conference? Are they going to talk to anybody? Are they going to go out the back door? What's going to happen with
them? Is this even going to be a thing if we don't have definitive news on Vince Tyree before then? Maybe if it does go forward and we don't have definitive news on Vince, maybe that would lend credence to the possibility that they are looking at some sort of an extension or something like that. Who knows? But that certainly doesn't seem to be the tenor. People in Tallahassee, people outside of Tallahassee on a more national level, have pretty much been reporting that it's all but a done deal for Vince Tyree to be the next Florida State athletic director. We'll see if that happens. Not across the finish line yet, but... we'll see. It sounds like it's headed that way.
For those, for recreational purposes only in Kentucky, but potentially once you cross the bridge to Indiana, shout out the DraftKings, Bet Rivers, all those fine folks over there.
Sounds like maybe Ohio coming soon as well.
Yeah, potentially. Kentucky, get on it. But we got some early lines out there. Citrus Bowl, Kentucky favored by 2 over Iowa. Louisville favored by 1. This will make the masses happy on the text line, as well as calling in Louisville favored by 1 over Air Force for some of those early lines. So I'm sure that's going to make the masses happy with the future of the football program only being favored by 1 against Air Force, in case you miss it. Also, something that I found humorous that came down. Snapdragon Stadium is the name for San Diego's new football stadium.
School
received. Never heard of her.
San Diego State.
Apparently received $45 million for 15 years naming rights deal. So congratulations to them.
All right.
So there you go. So that's also coming out there. But no, a good deep dive by Rick Bozich over there and the crew over at WDRB. I think they got sources out there that they're able to kind of share some things that maybe we aren't able to. You know, I know Drew has a ton of sources that are telling him some things, but it's granted most notably from the Brohm camp, but there's some things where it's been tough to get an answer for that. But he said yesterday he started hearing about some of the Florida State thing, or earlier in the week, I think Ennis did as well, and everyone's like, nah, there's nothing to that. And then it just picked up so much steam, and then when Pat Forte put it out there, it just felt like it was an avalanche that just was not stopping from there. So fascinated to see what happens coming up here in the next 3.5 hours.
Sex. Do I have your guys' attention? Good.
Okay.
Guys, you're looking for extra confidence when it comes to have fun? Let me tell you about BlueChew.com. BlueChew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. That's right. BlueChew's back, everybody. Happy holidays. Stuff some stockings. Yay. BlueChew's tablets. They help men combat all forms of ED. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. I can't say discreet. Discreet. Can you guys say discreet? Discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Best part, it's all done online. BlueChew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the active, the right ingredient, and the strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? I don't. No problems here. BlueChew's tablets are chewable. It's sort of like adult Flintstone vitamins, except that it helps with ED. BlueChew's tablets, they're made in the USA, and they prepare and ship them directly to you, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. They eliminate the middleman. Gotta love that. And here's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code VSHOW at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code VSHOW to receive your first entire month free. That's pretty cool. So, yeah, Christmas came early this year, boys. Blue Chew is back. And, we got a special deal. So check it out.
My ears were erect for that one right there. So well done by you, Nikki V. Thank I was you. All ears for that one.
Thank you very much. Again, that deal, try Blue Chew free when you use promo code VSHOW at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code VSHOW to receive your first month free. I like how they put that in there. Like, hey, look, it's $5. They don't try to hit you with that hidden fee. Just $5, boom. Promo code VSHOW, free month free, BlueChew.com. I'm so happy Blue Chew is back.
Well, you sound like a firm believer in it, so good on you. Very firm on that, so shout out to you. You really laid the wood down on that one. You did a great job with that.
Chestnuts roasting over an open fire. That's my favorite Christmas carol.
Great Christmas carol.
And also Yuletide logs. I feel like, help me out here, guys.
267-9680 is the phone number. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. Nick Curran, Nick Valvano, Phil Baker sitting in for Bobby V, who is taking a train up to New York. The Big Apple getting set for the Jimmy V Classic.
I had to say that right after the Blue Chew read. You did that on purpose.
I did do that on purpose.
It's almost like you meant to do that, yeah.
Maybe. But yes, we'll get to some more text. We got some more sound that we can play from the basketball game. Chris Mack met with members of the media. We can react to some of those things.
Oh, we
things.
Can talk about basketball.
But I think we know what's driving the bus today. Well, we neglected the text line so much.
Well,
if any breaking
there's some
news.
People coming at me. We can read those and would love to talk about those as well. We can definitely do that.
Okay, well, let's take a break.
Let's do that.
We'll read some more text on the other side of this. It's the V Show. Nick Curran, Nick Valvano, Phil Baker filling in for Bobby V right here on ESPN 680.
He just texted me, by the way. Sorry, real fast. All right. He just texted me, and I said that, hey, you should connect and do the Blue Chew read. And he was like, there's a lot of background noise on the train right now, and I just can't speak loud enough without disturbing
that's
other
the
passengers.
That's the reason he can't do the Blue Chew read.
Especially about a Blue Chew read. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
But other people might think he's crazy if he's just talking randomly to himself about, a chewable tablet.
I think it'd be
that
fantastic.
Can help eliminate ED. Hey, conductor, there's a chubby guy yelling. Just send me this quote. Hey, conductor, there's a chubby guy yelling about hard huns in car 29. And that's how Bobby V got banned from Amtrak.
Goodness gracious. Which would break his heart, by the way.
They finally get it here in Louisville and they ban him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would. Well,
he would be wearing like Bobby Valentine fake mustache.
Right, yeah. To try to get on it. They're going to have facial recognition with that.
Great.
All right, we'll go to break on this. Texter texting into the text line, Nikki V. That is a hard sell on Blue Chew.
Hey, man, don't knock it till you've tried it. Chewable form, discreet.
I think he meant that in a good way. Like, I think he meant
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think so.
I think
so
he was
too.
Just trying to be punny with it. So, shout out
Oh, that. I get it. Just hard. Like, that was funny.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to, horribly explain away, literal Larry style, every single one of these puns. I don't know. Maybe it'll boost sales.
Could.
You want to boost your sales? Get Blue Chew. How many more? Over or under on how many more puns we make?
Oh, I could go for days on this. I mean, you know me.
You probably could with Blue Chew.
Yeah.
There we go. Well done, Nikki.
Yeah, thank you.
You're learning. The force is strong in you guys. You're learning.
It's the V Show on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
That Blue Chew on my mind. I'm gonna
another read.
Just no, I'm just going to chalk that up to Blue Chew.
Okay.
I was doing that Sports Center and had a paper in my hand the whole time, thinking it was my script. Was my script.
Whoops.
Left my script down the hallway, so did all of that, as I'm sure you guys probably could tell.
Omaha. Omaha.
Off the dome with none of the scores
Blue,
because I didn't
51.
Want to get those wrong.
Yeah.
But, yeah, wanted to also mention that, you know, rumors of Vince Tyree possibly going to Florida State. ESPN Louisville will keep you abreast of the situation after this evening's Board of Trustees meeting at 5 p.m. and then the Athletic Board meeting tomorrow at 9 a.m. Meant to mention all of that and also what bowls the teams are going to be playing in, but no. Just kind of did want to give a shout out to St. X beating Mail.
Absolutely.
For a 6A title since 2009.
Congrats
all of
to
that.
The Tigers. Surprised they beat Mail. Got to see Mail play several times this year. Really good. What a win for St. X.
It's great that two Louisville schools have to travel to Lexington to play that game, but that's a discussion for another day. We're not
yeah,
having
it's
that
weird,
today.
But
31-21. Sounds like it was a good game. Colts also beat the Ravens 31-0. Ravens fell to the Steelers. Mm. I didn't give you the score. I just said they failed on a last
you said
minute.
Colts
beat the Ravens.
But
oh,
they
yeah,
no, Steelers.
That's
when Nick shouted.
Yeah, no, that's when the wheels came off. It was like, he's holding it together. Oh, you hate to see it. You hate to see it. Yeah, the Conference USA Championship game, Western fell 49-41.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Will Stein, former Louisville QB.
Offensive coordinator.
Yeah, people want him to be the package deal with Brom to come back. He's from here. Kidding.
Okay.
No one's given Bailey Zappe any like credit. I feel like with all the woes of the U of L football
yeah, great,
and everything.
Great quarterback.
Four pass TDs away from tying Joe Burrow's record.
Yeah.
How about
time,
that?
Big time.
Jolton Joe and Bailey Zappe.
WKU's offensive coordinator, by the way, has jumped after one season to become the offensive coordinator at Texas Tech.
Yeah, Michael Penix, also IU quarterback in the transfer portal. All of that was meant to be said, but instead he had me going off the dome and saying the Colts beat the Ravens.
That's
but
all right,
they
I
didn't play one another.
Nick
they
tried to
didn't
help you.
Play.
Nicky C tried to help you through these paper thin walls, and he was shouting Steelers, but
Steelers.
Thank you.
Steelers.
Thank you.
Real quick, Stuart Mandel tweeting out, 17 schools have reached a national championship in this century. 11 of them have now had coaching changes in the last 12 months. Marinate in that, if you will.
That's a lot. A lot of big-time jobs have come open of late.
Do you want to read some mean text?
Yes, please. I love reading mean text.
437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. Nick Valvano, Phil Baker filling in for Bobby V, taking a train back. I'm sorry, two, I should say, mm-hmm. up to the Big Apple. So maybe he'll bring back a pie or something for Nicky
V. Told me he wasn't going to bring back pie, but he is going to bring back bagels. So it's a nice compromise.
That's good.
It's a nice compromise.
Those probably will keep better.
Yeah, no, you freeze them. I still have some bagels in my freezer from Chicago. So
fantastic.
Shout out to you.
Any good bagels in the city?
Oh, yeah. The old, I see Greer there all the time. So if you know Greer goes there, it's trendy as possible. It's mm-hmm. the old Nancy's Bagels, but it's now Payne Street Bagels. They moved over.
Where is this?
It used to be on Frankfort Avenue. I'm drawing a blank. Somebody's going to text it in. I think he's right. It is on Payne Street. Payne Street Bagels. But it's a stone's throw from Frankfort Avenue. I just bulldozed right through that. I go there all the time.
I don't exactly know where Payne Street is, but I know it's that way.
Jack just texted me, said, tell Pops to bring back the corned beef you owe me. That's a good point. You know, I'm actually going to text Pops right now.
I think that would probably keep terribly, however he's
well,
coming.
Yeah, but I owe Jack this, and it'll save me a ton on shipping from Cat's Deli.
437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. Damn it, Nicky had a tough time with that Sports Center.
God, yeah,
he
going off the
well,
dome.
We can take he was in the scrambling in the pocket. Wouldn't Bryant Brom be Jeff's offensive coordinator? We're not having that discussion because he is, in fact, the offensive coordinator for Purdue right now.
In the Conference USA Championship game. Yes, thank you, Texter.
Yes.
with all the dots. I was just trying to fill space there.
Filling space. It's what we do here. It's what we do here.
Sorry. That is, maybe Vince likes Florida weather. Bob Baffert has the highest death rate of any trainer. So that coming down there on the text line. Nick, you need to play the A-Train song talking about Bob on his journey.
I'm not sure how that one goes. Like,
I don't either.
Albert like was right before I kind of got into wrestling.
Googling Florida State football.
Did he mean like the actual entrance theme for A-Train?
I'm guessing.
Okay. I don't know.
Googling Florida State football and Florida State athletics for 24 hours. See nothing about Tyre except from the Courier-Journal report 17 hours ago. National reporters have picked it up, and then some of Mark Ennis's buddies down that kind of do the SB Nation
and someone
site.
With the, I think it's the Tallahassee Democrat had a story about it. Tampa Bay Times also. There's a couple places down that Libs. Way.
Yes, in fact. Okay. Let's see what else we have here. This FSU talk is more Tyre marketing to draw attention away from the Satterfield mess than the fan discontent. Crawford is putting out a narrative support Tyre. It's been this way since the Kentucky game. I don't know if I necessarily buy into that. I do find it. I'll do this because I know Eric kind of clapped back. And I don't even think it was clapping back. I just think he didn't mean any ill will. He put it on Twitter that our guys doing extended coverage didn't really necessarily warranted breaking news. Once the Tyre stuff came out, that's when I think he backed off. Him and Mark went back and forth on Twitter. They're fine. Like, they're big boys. You know, it's cooler talk.
Yeah, but Eric's point was there wasn't ever going to be someone getting fired. So, like, people made a lot of it, but I guess from what he was told, there wasn't going to be anyone getting... There wasn't some big decision being made. And so that was his point.
Snapdragon makes computer chips.
Interesting.
So, okay, there you
good
go.
Oh, I thought it was like a drink.
And apparently they have money.
Everything Eric Crawford and Rick Bozich said was we think, not facts. No, and that's a good point, too. And I think that's something that...
That's...
But their sources that they have...
Not what they've written and what Eric's tweeted. It's...
Look, he can only put out there what Vince tells him on Friday. Like, you'd be mad at him for not giving it to more people. Eric can only put out what Vince conveyed to him during that meeting or whenever their line of communication was on Friday.
Right.
So
sure.
Leave that where me. I'm trying to find some text where people are crushing you. There somebody calling you Jody Curran. There it is right there. Protecting the women's broadcasting job.
You're darn right. I'm trying to eat.
Shout out to
them. Goodness gracious.
Hey, and you know what? If I don't want to say anything, but it didn't fall that way, did it? Because we thought potentially you may and Pops may be able to do a game together, but they didn't fall
didn't
on the ball. We were looking at some
didn't
things. Paul may be on
those
the road.
Those projections were too early yesterday.
Brett McMurphy did a last-minute switch, but we were
switcheroo.
Thinking. Well, last one you all did was up in Indianapolis. Do I have that right?
Actually, there was an exhibition against Simmons College the day I returned from our honeymoon. We came back early to do.
See that, Nicky V? Money never sleeps for Nick Curd right there.
What's it like doing a game with Pops?
It's fantastic. It's a wonderful experience.
Does he get like animated? Does he just get up and grab sandwiches like he does with me?
Well, I don't know. So, I don't know what he's doing when he maybe would. Yeah, he might be getting a bite to eat pregame. I don't know. Not in, like, the middle of the game.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, no. You know, extended commercial breaks where you're, like, you got a tap dance, and he's, you know, shimmying back to his seat, thinking nachos, you know.
I mean, no, he's never brought any food out there, but okay. But maybe, well, I don't know. It's very respectful that he doesn't. It's great.
He was getting some love on the broadcast as well. Shout out. He got the Michigan State game and the NC State game,
yeah,
so
that was
nice.
Very nice. Yeah.
So did he stay for the entire Carolina Buffalo
Yeah,
he NHL game.
Yeah,
okay.
he actually sent me this text. Let me pull it up right quick. He went into the press box and was watching it from the Sabres broadcast booth.
Oh, nice!
And then got kicked out by their GM very nicely, but got kicked out because the GM wanted.
He didn't
to come
pull.
In.
Do you know who I am?
No. He was very quiet. He was like, "Oh, thanks." And they had a nice little exchange. He went to the media tent, got a nice roast beef dinner, then went to the regular press box. I guess it would be Carolina's broadcast booth, I guess, and just chilled there. I should have asked him to say hi to my friend Sarah Sivian. She's a good little Twitter follow. She's the Athletics. Hurricanes report.
Look at him spreading his little net of all these NHL beat writers. Shout out to him.
I love it.
A couple texts coming on. I'm sorry, tweets, I should say, coming on the Bet River Sportsbook Twitter feed at ESPN680. He's at Nick Curran 35. He's at Nicky V ESPN. I'm at Phil _ Baker. Still working on the double underscore. This saying, also why I disagree with at ESPN680 when they said the coach, AD, or school president doesn't matter. It's about athletes in all sports. True, those young men and women I do support fully, but don't tell me who's making the decision at the top doesn't matter, and not just in Louisville. No, I think that's where Nick and I disagree on some of those things on there. But
I think it matters, but I think that people come and go, and I think that, like, you pay money to watch players play. You don't pay to watch coaches coach. If there were just two coaches on opposing sidelines, there wouldn't be a lot to watch. Like, the players are out there playing the games, and that's That's kind of my point. We get caught up in all this other stuff, but at the end of the day, they're the ones out there playing day in and day out. And that's, to me, the joy of following different teams and watching them play. It's a large part of the joy of, for instance, watching Louisville women's basketball night in and night out is getting to be around them and watch them play. And it was tough last year not being able to do that. Like, that's the best part about it.
437-9680 UPS jobs text on. A couple more before we inch closer to the top of the hour. Did anybody notice Teddy Bridgewater used his high school instead of his U of L in his introductions? I think that's something that a lot of athletes do. Some of them do elementary schools on there too. So I wouldn't pay too much stock into that.
Shout out to Northwestern. Visited, did the famous walk.
He did the strut, if you will. Bobby V, nothing right now, but a trainer. Ha ha. Okay, I see what you're doing. Would be great to hear from him. I've already read that one. His money is generating. Coach hires have been averaged at best. Brom could be average too, but he get a longer rope because he's from here. And I think that's something that I've said 100 times. I know Vince came out and said that. I don't know if the dynamic changes with him potentially going to Florida State or if that's set in stone now at this point, but Scott Satterfield had a very difficult week with his father passing. They're going to a bowl game. I just want to know in his deepest, darkest, most intimate moments what Vince Tyree actually thinks moving forward of that, especially if he is going to take that Florida State job. And I think that is what many of the Louisville fans want to know, and especially if, like, I think Drew pointed out, is that kind of a conflict of interest? Like, if he's taking an AD job at an in-conference opponent? Like, if you're in, to your point, that could be...
That's why you can't fire him. Like, what...
But doesn't that almost seem like your current position that you're in right now? It's like you're, if you don't believe in Satterfield, and maybe he does.
But maybe he does. We don't know.
Yeah.
So. We don't know. He might. But if he doesn't, I still don't think you can fire him when you're not going to be the guy to make the hire. I just don't know how you do that. That would be really difficult. I guess you could, but I don't think that'd be looked upon favorably in terms of business ethics, per se.
Business ethics.
Okay. To fire a guy and then say, all right, I'm out. See ya. Like, I just don't know that you can do that. By the way, for the people saying, well, of course he kept Scott Satterfield and now he's going to leave for Florida State. Like, Louisville beat Florida State this year in football. So, it's not like...
Try to give it away at the end. But they still won. They still won.
Like,
I know.
Like, he's trying to bring... trying to get Florida State wins over Louisville in football by keeping Scott Satterfield. Like, Scott Satterfield beat Florida State this year as the head coach of Louisville.
Did you see the text? Forgive me if you read it, because we've been going through a lot.
The owner of Melatonin should be the next AD. That's something I thought you were probably going to hit that point. But no,
that's pretty good.
Shout out.
Yeah, no, absolutely. By the way, lunch special, 12 to 2, $5.99. Favorites like lasagna, manicotti. Just saying. Sounds delicious. Absolutely. Ravioli grandioli. Great dinner item when they open back up for dinner at 5. Just saying. No, as if on cue every effing time. Forget it.
No, finish it. Well, in all seriousness, why is Kenny Klein next up not to be the next AD? I don't think you could pay Kenny Klein enough money to do that.
I don't think that's the job he wants. Yeah.
Nor do I. The agenda references KRS-61.810. We're getting to this, which states discussions or hearings which might lead, to the appointment, discipline, or dismissal of an individual, employee, member, students without restricting employee's member or student rights to a public hearing. If requested, this exception shall not be interpreted to permit discussion to general personnel matters in secret. It's apparent that someone is getting appointed or terminated. That coming down the text line. Appreciate you pointing that out for us. So, yeah, that's a good point by the texter in regards to the Board of Trustees meeting coming up and then the athletic.
So theoretically, they'd be meeting to appoint an interim AD, maybe, but I guess that means Vince Tyree has to have a new job first, maybe, or I guess they could be moving to terminate him as well. I don't know. We'll see. See what happens. Maybe we won't see today.
Last one before we hit a break. Questions. Do we have confirmation that Neely was in attendance at the Tyree Satterfield meeting on Friday? If yes, when was the last time the president sat in on a meeting between the AD and coach? I believe Eric Crawford and Tim Sullivan.
I think we have confirmation from a lot of places that she was not at the meeting.
Yes, I do as well.
I think we can say with a large degree of certainty that she was not there.
Now, if they had a meeting prior to guide one way or another in which the decision was going to be made, we don't know that.
don't know.
But I believe Tim Sullivan put that out there. I want to get this right before I go on. Asked a university spokesman, John Carman, if tomorrow's special board of trustees. No, that is not it. So I will dig for that. But
it's been out there from a few different people that she was not there.
2679680 UPS jobs, or 4379680 UPS jobs text line. 2679680 if you want to give us a call. Our buddy Wayne wants to hop on real fast. Let's get him, and then we can wrap the hour. What say you, boys?
Let's do it. Let's do it. Wayne, up here on ESPN 680, our good friend. How are you, Wayne?
Man, how you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Great to talk to you. I heard you on Friday. Was happy to hear you.
Oh yeah, well you know I'm gonna chime in, man. Put my two cents in. As always, I love listening to you guys. Yeah, I hope this is going to get everything resolved. Kyrie made his decision, so he's got to go. You know. I was reading some information. I forgot the guy's name that's out there now that had been at U of L 10 years or so. He's got a good background. He may be all right. But I think the person they get is someone that really has the best interests of the athletic department in hand. And Tyree was all right, but I said when he got hired, he didn't have the experience to really do what was necessary and was needed. And I think the only thing that endeared him to U of L, I mean, his daddy was all of that. You know, he's in the Hall of Fame. And I think that had something with him being named. But I tell you who I would love to see it take that position, but I know he won't, and that's Junior Bridgman. Man of high integrity, and he would be really good, but I don't know if that'll happen. But I forgot this guy's name. That was I was reading about him today.
Josh Hurd.
He left for one of the Jurich's. I want to say deputy assistant ADs, but then left for Villanova during their two national championships.
Promotion at Villanova to be like the number two guy, and then came back to be the number two in the athletic department at Louisville. Hired
right.
by Vince.
They're talking about doing the national searches, and they should. But I think if that doesn't pan out, I think this man would be good for everybody, and we'll just see what happens. But as always, guys, you know what I say. You guys are the best, and at the end of the day, you know we all say, go Cards. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate it. Great to.
I love that guy.
I love Wayne too.
Got to get him do some imaging for you guys. Got some pipes that
back at the very beginning of the station.
Real quick.
Is he an OG? Is he?
He is an OG. Yeah.
I remember hearing him for a while, but
absolutely.
I've been bouncing back and forth whether or not it was Tim Sullivan or Eric Crawford had that tweet out. Tim Sullivan, not sure where the rumor started, but the University of Louisville spokesman says that UofL president Neely Bindaputi was not at Friday's meeting with the athletic director and Vince Tyree and Scott Satterfield. So there's that. So that has been debunked by the spokesman. That is put out there. So take with that, do with that what you want.
There you go. Not there. 267-9680. The phone number 437-9680. The UPS jobs text line. We'll break. Hit the top of the hour break here.
I'm going to do a proper Sports Center this break too. So,
oh, yeah, another Sports Center from Nikki V coming up as well.
One with an actual script.
Stay tuned.
You know, sorry, everybody.
See if it's greatly improved with a script. That's next.
That's a coin flip.
It's a Monday edition of the V Show on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.